Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This guy was trying to make Bill feel negative. He asked him the question right here. He says, what do you think about the current climate change policies under President Trump? And he's kind of like just egging Bill on, trying to say something negative. Let's see what he had to say.
Well, climate change, remember, my optimism is not that we can just sit back and things will take care of themselves. My optimism is based on the fact that, you know, particularly those who are successful will put their time and resources into taking problems that, in the case of climate change, the big negative is far out, that today they'll fund the research and the policies, so we'll get serious about this. It was a setback to have the U.S. withdraw from the Paris Climate Accords. A lot of the R&D recommendations for the Department of Energy wouldn't fund some of the advances that I think are important. But I still believe that the world at large will come up with innovations that will let us decarbonize the energy and transport sectors. Now, we need a lot of innovation in these next 20 years because it takes a long time between when you invent something and it gets fully deployed in those systems.
It's technology. Bill's saying the answer is technology. It's happening as we speak. We saw 10 years ago that the leading industries were the energy industries.
2006.
And 10 years later, it's top technology. The Alphabet company, Netflix,
Google,
all
Facebook,
these different companies. And
Apple.
Technology is, you're looking at Elon Musk with SpaceX. That's his missiles being launched off your launching pads.
Yeah.
And
that he paid for with his company's money.
And so what you're saying is the private sector, where Bill's, we're getting from it, he said, listen, we're all going to work this out. It's going to happen through technology. It takes a while to integrate. He's not turning to any particular government to solve it. What the president's doing, he's saying, listen, let's just invest in the people. Let's do this thing together. And it looks like it's exactly
innovation
what's going on.
And freedom is going to work together, and they're going to come up with a plan.
Totally that. Listen, there's so much more about this. We're not going to have time to be able to share it with you. But understand, be optimistic. You know, this is what he's in a previous interview. He's saying specifically that, you know, Bill Gates is saying poverty's down. The death rate is down. That we're going to live longer. And the population is going to increase. And things are great. And the economy's good. And it just don't believe the naysayers, the people that are speaking the things that are not true. We're being blessed across the world right now and across America. And we need to stand in support of our leaders, pray for our nation. And God is shifting. God said specifically that this particular presidency, through Kim Clement prophetically, that God was going to give him some wisdom that's going to shift the economy. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, the same thing, that God would give this man wisdom that would bring economy in such a way that would pay off our debt and bless us, and it's happening right before us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.